This morning, we are called into your presence with the confidence that you are the only rock of defense. We are come with the confidence that you are the only source of help. We are come with the confidence that you are the only source of strength. We are come with the confidence that you are the only source of safety. Father, this morning, glorify your name. Hearken unto us and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's all put hands together for the Lord. Want to bless the name of the Lord this morning. Today, the body of Christ in this nation declare that all the churches of God should pray unto the Lord regarding the situation in which we have found ourselves, not only in this nation, but all over the world, and also the government of the state has declared that no gathering should be more than 50. We have decided not to disobey the body of Christ and at the same time not to be a lawbreaker by disobeying the law of the state. And that is why you can see this auditorium today. We are not more than 50 here, and we say, should the principle of social distancing, some should go to the gallery, some should be at the children's section, so that at the end of the day, we will do everything in accordance with the counsel and the purpose of God. This morning, we are going to be praying. And before we pray, I want to exhort us. And I title my exhortation this morning, Fear in the Midst of Despair. Fear in the Midst of Despair. And I want us to take our text this morning from the book of Psalm 91. We are going to read from verse 1 to 10. Psalm 91. Verse 1 to 10, and I start to read. Say, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Where is the place that you can run to in this world today to be saved and to be protected from coronavirus? We have a situation as described this morning by Pastor Wote that has brought palpable fear over the nations. This is not epidemic. If you ask the medical doctor, thank God Dr. Yola is here, Dr. Misade can tell us. When you talk of epidemic is limited to a locality. It can be a city. It can be a region. It can be a nation. It can be a continent. But epidemic is localized. When you talk of Ebola, that was epidemic. It was localized within the black continent. But what we are having is pandemic. When you talk of pandemic, it's a global and universal phenomenon that knows no boundary, no race, no culture. So where can you run? Do you want to run to Aso Rock, to the seat of center? If you want to go there, there's no safety. For your information, if you do not know, the wife of the Prime Minister of Canada contacted coronavirus. So the seat of power is not protected. Do you want to run to the medical personnel, medical doctor? For your information, if you don't know, The health minister in Great Britain contracted coronavirus. The medical doctor in China that blew the whistle died of coronavirus. So where do you want to run to? Do you want to take pleasure in entertainment? If you don't know, for your information, the manager of Arsenal contracted for coronavirus, true of us. So where can you run? But the Bible says, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let me tell you, do not be afraid. There's a place we can run to. Where is that place? Secret place of the Most High. I was discussing and we're sharing together with a friend some time ago, and he said, you know what? God minds his own business. When the Bible says that he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High, who are the people that are being addressed here? Who can dwell in the secret of the Most High? They are only the people of God. Only the people of God can do what? Can dwell in the secret of the Most High. So if anybody who decide to come under the secret place of the Most High, then the shadow of the Almighty is there to cover him. So my brother, my sister, you have a provision. You do not need to fear. The world might be in despair. The nation might be in confusion. But there's still a place of safety. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of Almighty. Now let's go to verse 2. What of verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. I like this. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress. Let me tell you something. There's a difference between refuge and fortress. What is refuge? A refuge is a place of shelter against danger. It's a place of shelter against trouble. It's a place of shelter against threat. In the Old Testament, there used to be a city of refuge. Who were the people that used to go to the city of refuge? Those who committed some infraction, true or false. That even when you go against the law, when you go against the run of things, and you are caught by the web of your actions, there is a place you can run to, and that is a place of refuge, so that you can escape the consequences of your situation, whether by you or by circumstances around you. So refuge is a place you can run to when there's trouble. But fortress is a place of exceptional security. It's not when you are in trouble you are going to a fortress. It's a place where you already are and you are fortified. What does that tell us? That for anybody who is not a child of God now, you can run into a place of refuge with the place of God. Because there is trouble around, because there is trauma all over, because there is fear, and you want to escape it, come unto the Lord. And for anybody who is listening to me this morning, you are yet to know the Lord. You are yet to serve the Lord. You are yet to give your life unto God. It is time to come to the place of refuge. Because there is trouble around, but there's only one place that is safe. See, refuge is prepared ahead of time. It is prepared before the trouble starts. City of refuge. was settled before people started committing sins, before people started going against the law. But he said, the Lord is not only my refuge. That means even when I go against the law of nature, I can come unto him for rescue. But apart from that, he is my fortress. I am fortified. I am defended. I am protected. So when you have God, God is not only providing refuge, but is also fortifying you. So let us begin to live with confidence, with faith, not with fear. Because fear has torments. Don't let us begin to live with people who have no hope, people who have no help, people who just depend on the laws of nature. And verse 3, what does he say? Surely, from the snare of the fowler and from noisome pestilence. See, this coronavirus is the snare of the fowler and also a noisome pestilence. Let me try to explain. The two. What is a snare? Those of you who came from the villages, the snare is what to use to catch. I can see Miss Omikole nodding ahead. Maybe I should bring the husband up to come and tell us, explain the snare. Do you want to come and explain? Yeah, come. 1 minute. 1 minute. Quickly. Put this microphone on for him.
In Yoruba, snare means ikekun. And those people that catch birds, they normally use the snare. That's why we say the snare of the fowlers. They are going to put like baits in it, which is meant for the would-be bird that they want to catch to come in. Once it sees it, is attracted towards it, goes for it, and once it picks any grain or whatever is used as a bait.
God bless you. Let's clap for him. A snare is a trap. And except by exceptional wisdom and some divine providence, it is very easy to fall into the trap. Let me give you example or explain why this coronavirus is a snare. How many senses do we have as human beings? Tell me, how many? 5 senses. The sense of touch, am I right? The sense of taste. The sense of smell. The sense of sight, am I right? And the sense of hearing. Now we have 5 senses. Now, if you don't have these 5 senses, you are not a human being. You are dead. Do you agree with me? Now, the touch is by your hand. We are, which one of the ways by which coronavirus is contracted? By touch. Am I right? So, and that's why we sanitize our hands. Now, also, the sense of taste is our mouth. And one of the reasons whereby which is contrary is when you see somebody who is not coughing, or you touch something and you put your hand in your mouth, what that means? It can, you also contract coronavirus through that. Am I right? Now the sense of smell, your nose. Brother Richard was telling us his nose was itching for 30 minutes yesterday. He couldn't even scratch it. Because he was afraid that he was yes to what? Wash his hand. So that one is also affected. The sense of sight. If you use your ordinary hand to scratch your eye, and the hand is infected, you are in trouble. The only way on that does not be fully documented is that of the ear. Am I right? But out of the five senses, four of them are already endangered. So how can you escape except the Lord protects? So it's a snare of the fowler. Because almost all our senses that make us human beings are now dangerous avenues for the coronavirus. And say it's from a noisome pestilence. Globally, it is reported that over 300,000 infections have been recorded. And we are told that Africa is underreported. Go and read WHO. We said that in Nigeria today there are only 22 reported cases. But WHO has told us that we are underreported. Over 300,000 infections. And as of yesterday, CNN made us understand that 12,762 deaths have been recorded. And in Italy alone, just yesterday alone, 800 people died. Just yesterday in Italy alone. He said, when you hear this kind of news, what is happening is a noisome pestilence. But what the Bible say? Surely he shall deliver you. He shall deliver me. He shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler as well as noisome pestilence. God has already made provision for us. Verse 4, quickly. Because we are still going to pray. I just want to give us some word of encouragement to build our faith so that when we pray, we know we are praying with provision that God has made. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Shield is what you for protection against any arrow, against any aggression. Bible said that God will cover you. God will cover me. It's a provision that God has made. In case you are in doubt, before we come back, we are going to come back to this Psalm 91. Let us look quickly, Exodus chapter 9, verse 24 to 26, to see how God had done that before. Exodus chapter 9, verse 24 to 26, quickly. Exodus chapter 9. Now, look at this. So there was hail and fire mingled with hail. That was a terrible thing. Not just hail. Fire mingled what? With hail. That tells you a very serious thing. Very grievous. So, Bible is very descriptive sometimes. I want to give you graphical illustration of what the situation is or was. Hail mingled with fire, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. What we are experiencing today, historians tell us that it was only in 1919, 100 years ago, that kind of thing was first experienced. So it took 100 years. You had to travel back 100 years in time before you can tell of the time like this in the world. Not just in Africa, not just in Nigeria, not just in Asia or China, but the whole world, 100 years ago. He said such that it has never happened before. So we are witnessing that nobody in our generation has ever witnessed before. Now go to verse 25. And the head smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Was very destructive. Then the encouragement, verse 26. Now go to verse 26. What happened? only in the land of Goshen. Where the children of Israel were, was there no hay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hay. Snare was there. Noise of person was there. They were not in Jerusalem, they were in Egypt. But where they dwell, the Lord covered them. Our God will cover you. Our God will cover me. Our God will cover us and protect us against this coronavirus and its implication in the mighty name of Jesus. Now go back to our Psalm 91 that we are reading. So I want to tell everybody this morning to run to Goshen. I want to encourage everybody all over the world today to run to Goshen. What is happening today happened at a time in the biblical time, but God made a provision. And today, God has a provision that he has made for us. Let me quickly read verse 5 to 6 quickly as we come, as we go into prayer. Thou by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day. Verse 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. Every season was covered. Arrow that fly what? In the day. Terror in the night. Or even the darkness of the noonday. Morning, noon, night, everything is covered. No period or season of our life is excluded. So the provision that God has made is a total and complete insurance. Insurance companies, sometimes they fail. But apart from insurance, there's what called assurance. There's insurance company, there's insurance company. Assurance company insured the insurance company. But even with insurance and assurance, there's no 100% security. But the provision of God is all encompassing, is in totality. I am telling you this morning to gel your faith and not to begin to live in fear. Yeah, the times might be tough. Yeah, the things might be terrible. But God can protect you and God can protect me in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, verse 7 to 8, and I just go to 10, 9 and 10, then we'll begin to pray. Verse 7 to 8. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at the right hand, but he shall not come near thee. Verse 8. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Now let me tell you something. Don't make the news your story. The mistake many people make, they begin unknowingly to begin to make the news their story. 800 people died yesterday. Then they begin to, what if I'm one of them? The case in Nigeria now, it has jumped from 8 to 22. Oh, is it coming close to me? Don't make the bad news your story. You will hear with your ears in the name of Jesus, but it shall not be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't allow fear. I like what Dr. Ayola told us this morning. Fear, even do you know that fear can even weaken your immune system? Do you know that the level of, why is it that it was said by scientists that the immune system of Africans is higher against coronavirus than the Europeans and the Americans? Have you read that? Have you heard that? Our immune system is more, even against this virus. That is why the fatality in Africa has been the lowest. You will not catch the disease. But even in your likely event that anybody catches, you will not die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because the fatality rate is low. It is reported, though reported, over 300,000 have been infected. Even let's take the rate of 12,762 fatality. That's less than 5% of 300. Mathematics, are you here? Calculate it. And most of these fatalities are even outside the shores of Africa. The Italian that was in that case in Nigeria came here, recovered, and has been sent back. I'm not sure it was, if he had stayed in Italy, he would have survived it. So don't let fear begin to dominate your heart. Don't let fear begin to rule your life. And I just want to quickly want to read verse 9 to 10, and then we begin to pray. Verse 9 to 10. God said, we are going to read verse 1 to 10. Now let's go to verse 9. And then we'll go to verse 10 and we'll begin to pray. Of Psalm 91. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. Look at that. Because you have made the Lord, which is what? My refuge. Even the Most High, your habitation. Let me tell you something. The fact that I said that God will protect us does not mean that we should not take responsibility. You take care of what you can take care of and believe God to take care of things you cannot take care of. When you look at this verse 9 to 10, there is a condition. God expects some responsibility from you before he can also take on your responsibility. So the fact that I'm saying that God will protect us is not an encouragement to suicide. That I don't need to wash my hand. The pastor has told us, God is our refuge. Since I'm in church today, we are praying for me. I can go and shake hands anyhow. I don't need to wash my hand. I can put my hand in my... You can see, even when I was preaching, what I used to scratch my nose, I was using the handkerchief. So take care of what you should take care of. Take every precaution you need to take. Do be involved in social distancing. Get sanitizers. Wash your hand. Hygienic living. Do all that is necessary. Don't say, because God is my refuge, therefore I have no responsibility. Do all you need to do. And let God do all you don't have the ability to do. God, let me tell you something. No matter how careful you are, no matter how hygienic you are, no matter the level of precaution you take, it is not 100% guarantee against infection, true or false. And that's where God comes in. This is where the cancer and the problem of God comes in. So what I'm saying this morning is not to say, don't worry, don't do anything, do nothing. God will do all. It's a lie. I am not inviting you this morning. I am not encouraging you this morning to be careless with your life, with your living. To be careless with your lifestyle. To go against medical instruction and advice. To do things that are not right. And say God is just in charge. No, that's what I'm saying. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. But I'm saying that do not live in fear. Verse 10, quickly. And he said, there shall no evil before you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. I hope you say amen. Amen. No evil shall befall you. And no plague shall come near your dwelling place. Finally, as we stand up to pray, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And then we stand up after that, we begin to pray unto the Lord. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. My Lord will uphold you. My Lord will keep you. My Lord will strengthen you. My Lord will protect you. So fear not. Let fear not rule over your heart. Can you stand on your feet this morning as we begin to pray? We are going to pray some prayer point this morning. We are going to pray for our nation, Nigeria. We are going to pray for the entire world. And we are going to pray for ourselves and our family. And we are going to pray for that generation as a family and as the body of Christ. This morning, I want you to begin to thank God for the provision that God has made for you and for me. I want you to thank God because you are not just like unbeliever who can only depend on medical advice and medical instruction. They have no other insurance. But you have divine assurance, not just insurance. You are divine protection. You are divine promise. You and I, we are children of promise. I want you to begin to thank God this morning. I want to begin to bless the name of the Lord. That God is in charge of the affairs of men. Even though coronavirus is a source of fear, but God is still reigning and is still ruling. God is greater and bigger than this virus. I want to begin to bless God for all the power of God, of the grace of God, of the anointing and his purpose. Man se teliba, reke ske poshka ila kakaka, ra inde keke ske popo so poliba, ra kakaka sa paliga, ra tatata liga gu sa palaga, reko sko poshka ndalaba, ima si doko sko bosha ndalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want us now, even before we go ahead, I want us to lift up our hands and ask God. I want us to start from the globe, from the world. Let us begin to ask that God will have mercy upon this generation, upon this planet, planet Earth. Yeah, there are so many stories of how coronavirus came into being. I read in the literature that it was a mutation from the bat and the snake. We read in the news that it started from Wuhan in China. But we are not interested in the etiology. We are not interested in the mutation or the history. But we are interested in God that controls the events and season of life. I want all of you to pray that God will have mercy over this nation, over this world, over this planet. I want also pray that all over the world that God will stem the tide, that God will stop this pestilence. As body of Christ, we are crying unto him. We are pleading for mercy, that God will use his mercy to wipe away judgment over this world, over this planet, that all over the world. I want us to pray that the Lord will stop it in the mighty name of Jesus. That the Lord will stop it. Mas katalaba, rekeskepo shkandalaba, reesuba shandalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, listen, open your eyes, look at me. Maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. If we only pray for Nigeria, or we pray for ourselves, and we do not even take the whole of the world, we're in trouble. And when the whole world is in trouble, there's a Yoruba ade. Ti o kunrin ba to atorin. Ti obirin ba to atorin. Kini won so o? Enikan ma loyin lo mi lesin ese jura won lo. In America today, President Trump has announced release of $1,000 for every American citizen to cushion the coronavirus. Am I right? If you don't know it, go and read it. Meaning that as this going on, some nations have more ability to help their people. In Nigeria today, the government has decreed that as a result of this virus and what's happening, the price of petrol is reduced from 140 to 125 naira. So you have 15 naira on 1 liter. So you need to buy 1,000 liters of petrol to have 15,000 naira. Are you getting what I'm saying? You have to buy 1,000 liters of petrol to have a benefit of 15,000. Am I right? In America, every state of America is giving $1,000. So we need to pray that this thing should be stopped globally. If it doesn't stop globally, we are praying for Nigeria, we are praying for ourselves alone, we are being myopic. We are being unreal. So let us really pray with all seriousness. We are crying unto the Lord. We are pleading with God that this plague all over the world must stop. We are crying unto Him. We are pleading with Him. We have mercy over this world. We have mercy over all the nations of the world, all the continents of this planet Earth. As of now, we are asking for a global cessation of the spread of coronavirus by the mercies of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. We are only pleading for mercy. Mantalaba, rekeske popo sanda, rekus kababakanta, maska papa pariga, retokos kopo shindeliba, rahanda kuri baba, resoko posindalaba, rekeskiba, rahandu kaskaba, reese polibaba, rainse kepo, reinsaiba kushkaba, resu babakan shiteliba, rahanda kuskaba, retelibama, rekeskepo shoboliga, Raga sambaligaga sambalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now we want to pray for our nation, Nigeria. See, other nations of the world, they may have the capability and capacity to cope with negative consequences. But we are resource challenged in this nation. We cannot afford to have the kind of case in Italy. We cannot afford to have the kind of case in Spain. So we have to pray for God, specially for Nigeria, to look down upon this nation with mercy. Coronavirus must not come down heavy on this nation. We cannot cope. So, and it's our only source of it. Let us be glad for mercy for this nation, Nigeria. Let us be glad for mercy for this nation, Nigeria. Let us be glad for mercy for this nation, Nigeria. Mansa talaba. That God will stop the spread from north to south, from east to west, from the coast to the desert, that the Lord will stop the spread of this virus in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will banish it out of eternity. The Lord will keep it out of the shores of this land in the mighty name of Jesus. Manteli baba, ra intekuba, rekeske popo skandalaba, ra anda kakakaka, ra ida kakakaka, Radakus kabaliga, retelokos kombo, raanda kura maskanda, rekes kombo shkindalaba, reekes kepopo, raanda kuskaba, reensuba yanga talaba, reensidalaba kashambalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, let me tell you something. God is all powerful. How many of you have read the story of John G.J. Lake? John G.J. Lake, when there was a pestilence, and it was South Africa, there was a jam that was killing people, and people were living in fear. And God wanted to use him to take out of fear, and he said they should put the jams in his hand. And they put the jam in his hand, and they now put under microscope, all those jams died. The jam that were killing people was put in the palm of John G.J. Lake. And as soon as they touched the palm of his hand, they died. Now you are going to pray for yourself. Any jam, any virus that comes near you, as soon as it comes near you, they will die. The virus will die. You are not the one that will die. You are not the one that will be infected. That God will protect you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's time for you to pray for you and your family, that for you and for me, for us and our family, any virus, coronavirus, as soon as move narrow, it will die off by the power of the Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to ask for your protection over your life, over your family, over your spouse, over your children, over the baby in the womb, in the mighty name of Jesus, over your household. Begin to pray that God will protect you, that Lord will protect me, that Lord will keep us. No virus will come near us and survive it. Into every virus that will come near us, we are exterminated by the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood will protect you and will protect me. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mantalaba, La Kakaka Satalaba, Rekeke Skepo Shomboliba, Randa Kaskaba Shideliba, Randa Kuskababa Kasandalaba, Rekeke Seboliga, Ragagaga Skambalaga Rubama, Randa Kuskababa Kantalaba, Randa Kakakaka, Randa Koskobo Shedeliba, Randa Kuskebobo Skomboliga, Randa Kakaka Sandalaba, Reke Sepoli Babaka Sandalaga. I want us to say something. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. Yourself, over your family, over your spouse, over your children. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus. That the blood of Jesus will protect us. That the blood of Jesus will keep us. That the blood of Jesus will defend us. In the mighty name of Jesus. May Teni Baba Sandalaga. I plead the blood of Jesus. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, man katalaba, rekeske bobo sodoliga, raanda kaskadalaba, rekeke skobo shedeliga, raanda kasambalaga sambalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Open your eyes. Do you know why we need to plead the blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus is the most powerful antidote. There's no antibiotics that works like blood of Jesus. There's no mercy that works like blood of Jesus. Let me tell you something. No matter how careful you are, how many of you have children, will you follow your children to school? Those of you who are children or you are grandchildren, if you are as a father, the mother, what about your children? Can they follow all these instructions we are talking about? I've read so many on social media. You do this, do that, avoid this, avoid that. Can your children or your grandchildren, can they follow these rules and regulations? This is where we need God. So please, I want us to really take this seriously. Let us begin to plead upon every member of our family. Anywhere they are, anyone that has bearing with us, let us begin to ask that God will shield them. God will protect them. That's why this refuge is important. Refuge is when we go against the law of nature. Against the law, you go, you seek refuge. That God will be the refuge for us and for our children, for our family member, for our spouse. For our, begin to pray. Manska talaba, rekeske pobo skambalaga, ra inda saiga kutalaba, ra anda kuske bobo kontoliba, re se teli mama. Ra indo sopo kasandalaba, re ege sobo, re ege si baba kashido, ro ondo kos kabalaga, ra anda kuske, man sekura, ma inga ruba, ma rigas kabalue, Rekes kebos kadalaba ra anda kule men seke keke semboliga ra kakaka sandalaga ra anda kasabaliga ra kaka sopoligo brokoko sopo shimbaliga ra andu siboligaga. Mighty name of Jesus. Now I want us to pray for Cedar Generation Gospel Church. Let us ask that no member of this church, no member of this, remember we are praying for the entire world. We are praying for nation Nigeria. We are praying for ourselves and our family. But now I want us to take this church, Cedar Generation Gospel Church, anyone that is associated with this ministry, anyone that has identified with this calling, one way or the other, will not be a victim of the coronavirus. I want to begin to pray that God will honor his covenant. God will honor his word. That we are pleading with God. That God will use the covenant of this calling to cover and protect every member of this ministry. Everyone that's associated with this ministry. Everyone that has been identified with this ministry. That Lord will keep, that Lord will protect. Whether they are here, outside there, whether in Nigeria, outside Nigeria, anywhere they are, that Lord will keep them, that Lord will protect them, that Lord will shield them, that Lord will watch over them. We will not record any victim in this ministry. No member of this ministry will be a victim of coronavirus in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, man, scandalaba, rakakaka sapaliga, rakakaka sambaligaga sambaliga, rekeke subo shindoliga, ra andu sepopo, ragagaga sadalaba, rege suba shadalaga, man sidolibo shindeliga, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want to make a personal confession before we now round up. After I will call Pastor to come up and just round up the prayer, I want to make a personal confession yourself. That I, Ayobami Salami, I declare that I am of the Lord. And because the Lord has said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I declare that I am dwelling in the secret of the Most High. I am abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. His feather is covering me, and he will protect me, my household, my spouse, my children, against coronavirus. I am safe. I am in safety. I am fortified. I am protected. I will not be a victim. I will not be part of the statistics in the mighty name of Jesus. Make your own confession. I'm making my own confession. I'm making my own confession. Make your own confession. Make your own confession. Man say to liba, riga usopo, raga si baba, raga gaga sanda, re sopo poko soboliga, rekes kubaba. I stand upon the promise of God. I stand upon the promise of the scripture and I declare that as for me and my household and every member of this ministry, we are protected against the coronavirus in the mighty name of Jesus. Our protection is by the mercy of God, not because we demand, we deserve it, not because we deserve it, but because of the mercy of God, I bring myself, I bring my family, I bring the ministry under the cover of the mercy of God. Under the cover of mercy of God. And because we are under the cover of mercy, we are protected against coronavirus in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall not be infected. We shall not be part of the victim. We shall not be part of the statistics in the mighty name of Jesus. Man katalaba kuskebo. Meke skepo shindalaba. Ragagagaga sandalaba. Rekekeke sepoliga. Rekeke sopoliga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if I pray this prayer, that every promise of protection that God has made in his word will stand sure, will be our insurance and our assurance in this period that God will keep us. God, that the promise of God will be realized in our life. The promise of protection, the promise of shield, the promise of covering against any evil, that this plague shall not come near me. This plague shall not come near you. This plague shall not come near any of us. Begin to pray. Begin to pray that this promise, begin to confess that this promise you appropriate it. I appropriate it. Father, I appropriate the promise of the Lord. appropriate problems of the scripture. Appropriate the word of the Lord. Lord, at this trying time, over my life, over my children, over my spouse, over the church members, over the ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus, Manteli Baba, Rakakaka Sandalaba, Rekeke Sepo Shiboliga, Manseto Lobobo, Rokoko Skebo Shandalaba, Raandu Saimbaka Sambaliga, Ibaraka Shambalaga Raba Shandalaba, in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know if you know this song, we sing it, and after that, Pastor will come out to round up the prayer. He has promised he will never fail. I will trust in him. He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore.
He has promised he will never fail.
Father, we thank you. The Lord, our refuge. The Lord, our buckler. The Lord, our deliverer. The Lord, our strong tower. The Bible says, the righteous runs to you and he is saved. Thank you, Father, because we are saved in your presence. Because we have run to the presence of the Most High. Lord, under the shadow of your wings, we have come to hide ourselves. Lord, we have come, oh Lord, to reaffirm our confidence again. In the everlasting arm of God that sustained the heavens and the hearts. We've come, O Lord, to declare that God, as men, as giants are falling in the world, as strong men are falling, that we declare that by the power of your spirit, we shall live. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the enemy is moving all around, Father Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will preserve everyone. In the name of Jesus, Lord of heaven, you decided and made Goshen a place where the ail must not touch. Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, our lives, our home, our place of worship, this house, this family of Cedar, we declare that no enemy, no evil of the land, no devourer, no pestilence is permitted to come near our dwelling place in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the immunity of the Most High, the immunity in the blood of Jesus, the immunity in the covenant of life with the blood of Jesus, that we have signed with you, Holy Lamp of God, that immunity, Lord, we raise it up again for our covering, for our protection, for our defense, for our victory, in the name of Jesus. Over all that pertains to us, we receive their preservation. And we declare that, Father, no disaster, no calamity, no pestilence, oh God of heaven, as your people have come to the place of refuge, we have made you our fortress. You are our fortress. You are our shield. You are our rock of defense. You are our buckler. Everlasting Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your presence, O God, Lord of heaven, will be upon every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the devourer in the land, by the power of your mercy, by the power of your blood, we ask that this devourer, Father, you will halt it. You will stop the activity of devourer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All manner of devourer in Nigeria, either kidnapping, oh yes, the working of kidnapping, the working of coronavirus, all manner of evil rituals that are being perpetuated in the land. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that the power of the Most High God will arrest them and destroy their own in Jesus' name. Lord, even in Africa, even in the old world, Lord, let your power, Lord, put a stop upon this oppression of this pestilence in the name of Jesus. Let souls, oh God, be delivered from destruction. Let souls be harvested to your kingdom in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, deliver lives that are going to hell in the name of Jesus Christ. Have mercy upon Nigeria. Have mercy upon our nation. Have mercy upon the world in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. Thank you, Gracious Father. Thank you, Eternal Jehovah. We bless you. And all our brethren that are not here, that are outside the country, we release the covering of the blood of Jesus upon their lives. We release the covering of the blood of Jesus. No one will be a victim of any evil. No one will be a victim of any disaster. No one will be a victim of any calamity, any affliction, any pestilence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. Be exalted, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we release your blood. We release your blood. We release your blood. The blood of atonement. We release this blood to quench every thirsty spirit in the land. We release your blood. We put the blood of Jesus, that they let the blood of Jesus poison them. Let the blood of Jesus silence them. Let the blood of Jesus defeat them. Let the blood of Jesus overcome them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Father, we raise the blood of Jesus for our children. All these young children, Lord, they are in the children department. We release the blood of the Lamb of God over their lives, over their spirit, over their soul. Even those who are pregnant, we soak them in the blood of the Lamb. We soak them in the blood of Jesus. We cover them in the blood of Jesus as they move around innocently. Lord of heaven, let your presence preserve them. Let the mighty hand of the Lord sustain them. Lord, we declare the blood of Jesus as the immunity for their lives. in the name of Jesus Christ. Let any strange spirit that come near them, Lord, let it dry up in the name of Jesus. Any strange infirmity, let it dry up and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you will be surrounded by your fire. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we are praying.